This has been in the pipeline for a very long time, so it's very fortuitous that there's been a lot of interest garnered by the absolutely brilliant Adolescence that was shown on Netflix recently. This is an area of work that's had a lot of national focus by both the press and the government. A lot of work's been happening in the space, so we're really delighted to be hosting this regional conference today.
So can you tell us a bit about what the conference is going to be looking at, kind of the areas it's talking about, and why you think they're quite so important?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Kent and Medway Boys Impact Conference that we're hosting today, in collaboration with the Kent and Medway Progression Federation, is really about uniting teachers, schools, college leaders, HE practitioners, and researchers to work together to support boys and young men to thrive. When we think about young males, particularly those in receipt of preschool meals, we know that there are multiple and overlapping systemic barriers and challenges that they face in terms of their educational outcomes. So this conference really is about getting the right people together to really work together as a region to address these barriers for young people. So this conference launches the Kent and Medway regional hub of the National Boys Impact Movement. That's founded by Dr. Alex Blower and will be the 15th regional hub in the UK, really working together collaboratively to tackle this issue.
And when we saw on TV Adolescence, I think it really kind of raised a number of issues that I certainly didn't realize existed in social media, obviously, and a lot of young people know about that. Are you going to be chatting about social media and its influences and what can be done to tackle that as well?
Yeah, absolutely. And that is another piece of work that's happening at the university through part of our work that we're doing with Portrait Theatre through Generation FOMO, which is really looking at social media usage and the impact on young people. And it's a piece of verbatim theatre. So we're doing lots and lots of work as a university in this space to support this work. But yeah, absolutely. So we've got some really exciting speakers coming to the conference today. We've got Mike Nicholson, who is the founder and director of Progressive Masculinity. And we've got Sean Flores, who's the thought leader and mental health advocate. So we absolutely recognise that there's lots and lots of areas that need to be considered when we're looking at boys' attainment. It's not just in the
Do
classroom.
you think, as well as obviously academics, teachers getting involved in this sort of thing, parents need to know, particularly parents of young boys need to know about this sort of thing as well?
Yeah, of course. And I think it's really about working together with schools and leaders, school leaders in this space. This is not about universities or researchers saying these are the challenges. Actually, the whole point really is that we don't necessarily know or understand what our regional needs and challenges are. That has to come from the young people that we work with, that has to come with the schools, that has to come with parents. So working collectively is absolutely key.